The grace and love of our Lord and Savior be with us always. Amen. The word of God we want to consider today is our gospel reading for this past Sunday, which was the 18th Sunday after Pentecost. We're looking at Luke chapter 16, verses 1 to 13. Jesus told his disciples, "There was a rich man whose manager was accused of wasting his possessions. So he called him in and asked him, 'What is this I hear from you? Give an account of your management, because you cannot be my manager any longer.' The manager said to himself, 'What shall I do now? My master is taking away my job. I'm not strong enough to dig, and I'm ashamed to beg. I know what I'll do. When I lose my job here, people will welcome me into their homes.' So he called in each one of his master's debtors. He asked the first, 'How much do you owe my master?' 800 gallons of olive oil, he replied. The manager told him, 'Take your bill, sit down quickly, and make it 400. Then he asked the second, 'And how much do you owe?' 1,000 bushels of wheat, he replied. He told him, 'Take your bill and make it 800. The master commended the dishonest manager because he acted shrewdly. For the people of this world are more shrewd in dealing with their own kind than are the people of the light. I tell you, use worldly wealth to gain friends for yourselves, so that when it is gone, you will be welcomed into eternal dwellings. Whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much. And whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with much. So if you have not been trustworthy in handling worldly wealth, who will trust you with true riches? And if you have been if you have not been trustworthy with someone else's property, who will give you property of your own? No servant can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money." My dear friends in Christ, there was a new convert to Christianity who was determined to let his pastor know, to let all people know, that he was ready to give it all for the service in God's kingdom. So he said to his pastor, "Pastor, if I had 50 pigs, I'd give 25 of them to the Lord." "That's very nice," said the pastor, but then he continued. He says, "But if you had 30, would you give 15 to the Lord?" The enthusiastic convert said, "Of course I would." The pastor asked again, "If you had 10, would you give 5 of them?" "You know I would," he answered. Then the pastor asked, "If you had 2, would you give 1 to the Lord?" The convert sheepishly replied, "Now, pastor, don't ask me that. You know I have only 2 pigs." See, now this man was willing to give everything that he didn't have to the Lord, but his own words showed that he wasn't as determined to give all that he had to the service of the Lord as he thought he was in our reading for today. Our Savior is encouraging us toward good stewardship in our Christian lives, talking about how we use the time and the talents and the treasures that God has given us, well, as believing children of God. In the story I just told you, that new convert didn't look as good as he thought he was when he was questioned by the pastor. But now what about us? How would we fare if someone scrutinized our stewardship, how we use our time and our talents and our treasures to serve the Lord? What does our stewardship say about us? And today we'll see that, well, our stewardship, how we use our time and our talents and our treasures, that reveals our goals in this life. in this parable that's in our reading for today, a parable that is probably the most controversial of Jesus' parables. What our Savior does is he uses an unrighteous man with unrighteous acts, pursuing unrighteous ends, to teach us how to dedicate our lives to the Lord, to serve the Lord. But we're not to learn from his unrighteousness, but from his dedication. That's the key part of this parable. In the parable, there was a rich man who had entrusted his business into the care of a steward or a manager. And this manager was dishonest. When his dishonesty was brought to the attention of the rich man called him in and told him to make a final accounting to present to the rich man before he would be losing his job. Now, why he was given that time, well, that's just a part of the parable. But here he was supposed to prepare an account for the manager, and he says, oh boy, what am I going to do? The manager, he didn't deny the charge of dishonesty. He knew that he was guilty. His whole goal in life had been to enjoy life, and he was putting everything into that. And he did that, though, at the expense of his employer. Now that he had been caught, it was still his desire to enjoy life. He didn't want to beg, and he didn't want to stoop down to manual labor. So he came up with a plan so that he could continue to enjoy life still at the hands of his employer. His number one goal in life, to enjoy life. And now when we look at ourselves, at our stewardship of our time and our talents and our treasure, what does that reveal about our goal in life? Well, there was a shepherd and his small dog that came to live in Edinburgh, Scotland. The dog was so loyal to its owner that he followed him absolutely everywhere. When the man died and was buried in the local cemetery, hardly anyone noticed that there was that little dog trailing behind the mourners. But as the mourners left the cemetery, that dog stayed there at his shepherd owner's grave. He stayed there, not for a day, not for an hour, not for a day, not for a month, but he stayed there for years. He stayed there for 12 years. And during that time, interested people would provide him with food and water and take care of him. And then after 12 years, finally what happened is that that little dog died. Now just think about that. There all that time, that was such faithfulness. Oh, that you and I as Christians would show that same kind of faithfulness and dedication to our Lord. So that when we look at ourselves, we can say that our chief goal in this life is to, well, grow in our faith, to serve the Lord in the spread of his kingdom, and to be with the Lord forever in heaven. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, help us always to look to your word to strengthen our faith, so our goals in life are to grow in our faith, to serve the Lord in the spread of his kingdom, and to be with him forever in heaven. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. In the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you always.